Go long! Go long!
Sometimes longer isn't better. So if you're looking for a fantasy NFL game that doesn't last all season, try Paddy Power Fantasy. Every game week is a season in itself. Try it for free on our super short, super free contest on this Sunday's 6pm games. The top 1,500 customers in the contest win a prize with £200 for first place. Search Paddy Power Fantasy to pick your team.
Hello, welcome to the Nat Coombs Show, presented by Paddy Power Fantasy. It is our daily fantasy show that can only mean one thing, one man, one rock star of fantasy, the OG. How you doing?
Well, I'm all right, but it's an interesting week. It's a controversial week.
Yes, it is.
I don't know where we stand. I came in feeling like, mate, I had now beaten you 4 weeks in a row, and you were messaging me through the week going, ah, 3-1, 3-1. I thought you were joking.
Yeah. You actually thought I was joking.
I'm very confused.
Let's explain it to our listeners and viewers, of course, if you're watching this over on Instagram. We have been going head-to-head since the Nat Coombs Show Fantasy League, which you can get involved with, of course, each and every week, free to enter, cash prize to be won. We're going head-to-head. You were 3-0 up. Had a difficult start. Let's put that into context that if we'd been playing earlier on in the season, it would be, you know, 7-3 to me. It's just been a bad run for me at the moment. I'm like the Jacoby Brissett of fantasy, essentially. This week, I think, based on the team I picked, I'd won. However, controversially, I picked Patrick Mahomes, who is eligible if you're playing daily fantasy on Paddy Power. Of course, he's playing in a later kickoff, but eligible Sunday game, but not in our league. Because in our league, it's only 6 o'clock games. And I get a little bit muddled because on this show and the column I write for Paddy Power Fantasy, I had Mahomes in there because he's an eligible pick for anybody out there playing outside of our particular league. So I picked Mahomes. And you're saying he's ineligible. I think what we should do, OG, because it was a fair and honest mistake. I would have won with Mahomes. Without Mahomes, I had Jameis Winston as an option. Would have won with him anyway, but I appreciate he wasn't eligible. So why don't we call it a gentleman's draw?
This okay.
Time? Yeah.
Well,
are we having a shake on that?
Yep. So, okay, that's fine.
Do we both do the forfeit?
Well, I was going to say, if you thought you won, does that mean you brought something in?
Didn't bring something in. I had a forfeit for you this week. So maybe we should, and I'll happily do yours and you can do mine, right?
Okay,
so
that's fine.
My forfeit for you wasn't anything to wear.
Right.
Because, I mean, you know, it takes care of itself as far as you're concerned.
It's animal.
I wanted you to pick a day in this coming week, any day, you pick any day, anybody you meet that day that you haven't met before, you've got to say, hey, if they ask who you are, you say, hi, I'm Ollie Giel, I'm the Fantasy OG. So anybody you've never met before, I'm Ollie Giel. I'll take you at your word. I will trust you that I'm the Fantasy OG.
Okay.
See what
say. It's a bit more of a stitch up than mine because I'm going for a cross-cultural sort of.
More of a stitch up than that.
Yeah, so I've gone for a bucket hat here, the Boonie Army, the Canary Yellow, just from my Australian roots. And I thought it would be nice for you to wear that so you can feel like we are now one and we are
I felt that for all season long, to be fair. For the benefit of our podcast listeners, this is an orange.
canary yellow
beanie with Boonie Army.
It's a bucket hat.
Bucket hat.
Beanie bucket hat.
All right, I'll wear it for 3 seconds. This is the ocean colour scene.
And this is how we get our visas in Australia.
Yeah,
you are now Australian.
Oh, thanks, mate. I've always felt a slight connection. It's a beautiful thing. Thank you for that.
You're more than welcome.
We better get down to business, mate.
We're waffling
on. This time, there will be no confusion on our teams, right?
So no.
6 o'clock, we will make that clear. But for the benefit of you guys at home, any player that we call out today, you can play in your daily fantasy league on Paddy Power. Right, starting with the stack, the tag team that we think is going to go big. Who are you picking?
Well, I need to say just quickly, because I thought I was 4-0. I was going into this round feeling very confident. So this is the risk round for me.
Oh, nice.
I'm taking risks.
Cocky.
I mean, now I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah.
But I'm going for risk. And so for my stack, I'm going for Sam Darnold and Robbie Anderson. So Sam Darnold 7.7, Robbie Anderson 6.4 in value. So both, you know, when looking at those prices, that's quite cheap. So I'm going to be spending my money elsewhere. Mm. They are playing the Dolphins, which helps. I know that they've been a little bit better in recent weeks. So I do understand that there's that involved. But at home, I think Darnold's finding some nice little form. I know he's been a little bit banged up during the week, but from all reports, he's certainly ready to go. Robbie Anderson on the weekend, he caught 7 of 10 targets for 101 yards, admittedly against the Bengals. But, you know, you're then taking on the Dolphins.
My team last week.
There you go.
As you well know.
So I think for the stack, I'm going to back the Jets this week.
Love it, because I think that is going to be a shootout. That is a great pick. Yeah. And I actually had Fitzpatrick and Parker on the other side of the ball on my shortlist as well.
There you go.
That is a sharp pick, and I like the guts, and you're saving money there as well, so I like that. Yep. I have gone for a safer bet, I think, and certainly a costlier bet here on my stack. Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams, both $8,400 each. The Packers paying Washington. I think they'll fill their boots. I'm not buying too much, drinking too much this Dwayne Haskins Washington Kool-Aid. Their win last week, impressive as it was, notwithstanding. I think this is going to be a reasonably straightforward game for the Green Bay Packers. I think they have got a difficult run ahead, of course, and I think they're going to want to fill their boots, build a fair amount of confidence against a Washington D that's all right, but I think it's going to struggle against Green Bay, and I think these two connect a lot. It's worth saying, of course, that when we're picking a stack, I always lean more towards the quarterback. I think is going to have a big game. Receiver, it depends on the tandem. You look at the Tampa Bay, Godwin, Evans thing. Evans hasn't appeared for the last 4 weeks, right? Some weeks he tears it up. It's the same thing in Detroit with Golladay, with Marvin Jones. So Davante Adams, I think, is maybe a safer handcuff here when you look at the Packers. I think it's likely he's going to go big. If Aaron Rodgers does as well, speaking of going big, where are you heading?
Well, again, let's keep in mind the risk. I was struggling a little bit with this one because I was actually quite tempted to go for Nick Chubb.
Oh, nice.
Value-wise, he's only sitting at 7.4. You've got him too.
I can change my pick now.
But I thought, you know, in the nature of going big, 7.4, not good enough. We're going to go a little bit higher to £8,400. Your mate, Davante Adams.
Ooh,
so
nice.
I've gone for a stack that I think are going to be pretty good between the two of them.
Yep.
I do agree with you that Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers could clean up. So I think I'm trying to stretch the board and try and involve everyone I physically can. So I think that for £8,400 as well, considering I've gone cheaper for the stack, he's a good one.
Love it, mate. Love it. We're worryingly agreeing on too much this week, so we have to change that later on in the show. I'm going Derrick Henry. I've been running alongside Henry because we're similar kind of pace, OG, as you probably heard, right? Similar kind of power, similar build, similar pace to Henry, who is one of the most dynamic playmakers in the NFL right now, averaging in fantasy 26.4 fantasy points over his last four games. He is in beast mode, saluting Marshawn Lynch. He's at McCaffrey levels in my book, but he is a grand or so cheaper than McCaffrey. This matchup as well, I really like Tennessee going into Oakland. I think they're going to establish the ground game, or look to establish the ground game. So I think Henry gets a lot of looks. I think Oakland have demonstrated that teams can run across them. They are low on confidence at the moment. Yes, they're playing at home, but I think this is a nice matchup. Not sure Tennessee definitely win the game, but I think that Derrick Henry gets the fantasy points rolling. So I'm going big on him. What about bargain picks? Where are you looking?
Well, I've gone for an absolute steal this week. I've gone for Taysom Hill at £5,200.
Sneaky.
5.2, I think, is exceptional. Based on what we saw from Thanksgiving football, I thought he was great. He rushed two times for 33 yards, one touchdown, caught two passes for 12 yards and one touchdown. Let's not forget he also blocked a punt, which all adds up in the end.
Is there nothing the man can't do?
There is simply nothing the man can't do. Over the course of the season...
Would he wear this hat better than me?
I think there'd be a few people that could do that. Not going to lie.
What I ask you, man, that's harsh.
That's all right. No. Across the year, though, he's got 127 rushing yards, which is 7.9 per carry, 114 receiving yards, 13 catches for 16 targets and 5 touchdowns in 12 games. So not the most amazing sparkling statistics you've ever seen, but certainly nothing to sleep over. And at 5.2, I think that's a steal. And I think he's confident after what we saw last Thursday. So I'm going to back my man Hill.
I like it. I'm going James White for 6K for the Patriots against the Chiefs. It's one of the games of the weekend.
That bracket again, that 6,000 ceiling.
I like going at the high margin there. 11.5 fantasy points he's averaging, and I think he's going to be an instrumental player in this game because I think they're going to look to establish the ground game. He catches out the backfield as well. I like the Patriots in this matchup, isn't it? I don't know who you're going for in that one, OG. Kansas City on the road? Or
I think so.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
And on the Friday show with Mark Hunter, I was saying that it was one of those games that I think the Patriots will win, but if we are talking about it on Monday and it's a 34-6 win to the Chiefs, that wouldn't surprise me either. Right?
Sure.
Could quite conceivably go that way. And if it does, this is a risky pick. But if you think the Patriots are going to be contenders in this game, I think they're going to do it with White as an instrumental part of that. So for 6K, and right now with Brady not trusting a huge amount of players around him, he definitely is relying on White. I like this as a decent value pick. What about avoid players that maybe still might deliver something but don't represent the value on the board, or you think are just a crazy amount of money for what will be a pretty underwhelming performance.
Well, there's a temptation to go for McCaffrey again because he's £11,000. I went for him last week, didn't perform to, you know, to his usual standards, which was odd. So there was a temptation there.
Right.
But I'm going for one of your favorites in Michael Thomas. He's rated £8,600 last week. He came out with his lowest receiving total of the year. Admittedly, Drew Brees is uncharacteristic. 184-yard night. That plays a role, you know, as a wide receiver. I understand that. But it was a difficult game for him. And I think bouncing back, you always want to try and bounce back. But against San Francisco, it's going to be a really tough week to do that. You know, ideally, you want to bounce back to a Bengals, you know, or a Miami or, you know, Redskins and get a bit of confidence back. I just don't think, to try and bounce back against the 49ers, he'll struggle considering he's 8.6, Devontae Adams is 8.4. I think I'm going to spend my money elsewhere.
Like it. I'm going Josh Allen, the Bills quarterback. A lot of buzz about him at the moment and understandably so. And I love the Buffalo Bills season, what they're doing. I think it's a great team. You know, I've got a huge amount of affection for that club anyway. Yeah. And particularly right now, I think they're going unbelievably under the radar compared to other teams. They could be the number one seed in the AFC, OG, by the end of the weekend, believe it or not. But I don't think this is a decent matchup for him, obviously against a Baltimore defense that is a top 10 defense, 13 against the pass, crucially ranked 6 against the run, which is Allen's favorite mode of transport. Baltimore haven't allowed 20 points, more than 20 points, I should say, since week 5. I don't think that's going to happen again. I think it's going to be a tight game. And, hey, the Bills could conceivably win the game. But I don't think Allen is a smart play for 7,800. I think there's value, better value elsewhere. So I'd steer clear of him. Defense, I'm going Titans against the Raiders.
Like it.
They held Indy to 17 points last week. Of course, they got to Brissett 3 times. They intercepted him twice as well. So this confidence on both sides of the ball right now for Tennessee, a playmaking D. I like the matchup against the Raiders for the reasons I said, that they are a team low on confidence at the moment. For 4,400, I think that's quite a decent value.
Yeah, I suppose it is. But on the other hand, I'm going for Green Bay with £5,000. So let's not sleep on the defense. They can absolutely earn you points. And this week, going into the game against Washington, Green Bay is looking fantastic. Admittedly, Redskins had a fantastic win on the weekend, but I just think they're still bottom of the barrel when it comes to their offense in yardage. They're scoring an average of 14.4 points per game and sacks allowed in 40, and Green Bay will be too strong to... you would imagine their aim will be to slow down the likes of Adrian Peterson if he tries to get going, but I don't think he will be able to get going. So I think for £5,000, I reckon that's high risk, but high reward.
Like it. Yeah. That's how you roll generally, right?
Yeah, big time.
Saturday night.
Totally.
That's what you,
that's
the last thing you say in the mirror before you head for the West End clubs. High risk, high reward, OG.
Yeah, buddy. You went very Australian too.
Do you ever wear that on a night out, mate?
I've been no. Summertime. But mate, I've detached the corks that I would normally
have. There would normally be corks.
Yeah, normally be
corks. I'm glad you spared me that particular detail. I hope to God I win this week, because if that is, if things are going down this road.
Yeah, oh yeah, no,
it's
we're getting
messy.
We're going rogue.
You're going dark ops on us, OG.
That's it.
Fine work, my friend. We will be back same time, same place next Saturday. Don't forget to get involved with the Nat Coombs Show League. And remember, as I will readily do so, 6 o'clock games only, but you get 60 grand of theoretical money to pick your team. They all score your points unless you've got Cooper Kupp and Saquon Barkley.
Sure.
Be 1 point that time.
They will not.
And you'll go head to head against everyone else that's entered, and you could win cash prizes. So best of luck with that. May the best man win, OG. You are a gentleman and a scholar. I've always said. I will never let anyone else say anything differently. We'll see you next week. Bye for now.